Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5 radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinoza with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. And now let's join our co-hosts, Patricia Arevalo Caro and Alfonso Ruiz, for today's program.
Hello, Imperial Valley. Welcome to your weekly wellness radio show, Let's Talk About It. Let's Talk About It is brought to you as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. My name is Patricia Arevalo Caro, and I am your co-host. If you'd like to hear any of our shows in Spanish, please tune in on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. on Radio Bilingüe 88.7 to listen to our sister show, Exprésate. If you'd like to revisit this show or one of our other shows or share a podcast, we'd love for you to do so. Just sign in to kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About It and Exprésate links on the right-hand side of the page to find a show that interests you. Our radio show calendars, along with information about our various programs and services, are available on our website, which is bhs.imperialcounty.org. If you have questions or feedback, we would love to hear from you. Send us an email at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. We also offer free community service training courses, which are open to the public, and we're always happy to welcome new participants. You can give us a call at 442-265-7442 to find out about any of our upcoming classes. If you'd like to stay connected with us, you can follow us on Facebook, Spotify, and Instagram. Give us a like, a care, or follow us to stay up to date on all our wellness resources and events. So with that said, we have the pleasure of speaking with Francisca Rico Murillo, who is a Central Union High School school psychologist and is also a sound healing practitioner. Now, this is the first time we've ever done anything like this on our radio show. So I'm really excited to talk about this, to find out a little bit of history, find out a little bit about Francisca. And, you know, as something a little bit different that we're going to do on our show today is we are going to dedicate our second segment to actually hearing a sound bath healing, which is something different. So, you know, if you're at work, maybe you can play it on your break or take it with you and listen to it at home. You can play the podcast and listen to it. So we hope we'll do that and stay tuned. With that said, let me introduce Francisca and maybe she can tell us a little bit about herself.
Hi, my name is Francisca Rico. I'm very happy to be here. I'm a school psychologist and I'm also a certified sound healing practitioner through the Meditate School of Mindfulness School. I share my work as Serene Path Sound Healing, where I focus on stress relief, nervous system regulation, and emotional wellness. I love helping people access calm in simple and gentle ways.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool. So for those of the people that are listening out there, and even the people who are listening to us on a podcast, could you tell us a little bit more what a sound bath is and explain about this type of sound healing?
Yes. So a sound bath is a form of meditation that uses vibration and steady tones to help the body and mind relax. So instead of focusing on our thoughts, you let the sound wash over you. That's why we call it a sound bath. And the tones help activate what we call the parasympathetic nervous system, which is a part of the body that handles rest, digestion, and recovery.
Oh, that's really interesting. I like the way the bath, because, you know, you associate a bath with relaxation. And, you know, when you're a baby, you know, you get a nice warm bath, and there's lots of techniques that are now where, you know, it's healthy for babies to be born in water and those kind of things. So that just kind of follows that whole wellness, holistic kind of relaxation, or, you know, so that I know that, you know, they say that, you know, for babies to be born, so they're not so stressed, they're not getting those harsh lights, they're not getting, you know, all that kind of stress that they would hear in a labor and delivery room. You know, it's quiet, it's calm. And so that's kind of what, you know, this kind of, to me, at least that's what it seems like it follows. So Yeah, that's really cool. So when you do a sound bath, what kind of instruments do you typically use, or how is the sound healing? I think I hear some of the sound healing sounds in the background. And so how
the chimes.
The chimes, you know, and I love having these done. I was telling Francisca before we started the show, is that I've been to the conferences where they have this, and it's like, just give me my blankie and I'm done for the day, you know. And it was brought up for an hour, and it was so nice and so relaxing. So that's kind of why, you know, we wanted to do this and share it with the folks here in Imperial Valley. And, you know, in the final segment, we'll make sure to give everybody your contact information in case they want to talk to you about having a session or anything like that. So get your paper and pencil or whatever you use. Now, maybe I'm too old school and I still use paper and pencil, but any kind of anything that you want, so you get her contact information at the last part of the show. But going back to this, what instruments, you know, do you use, or how do you do this?
Yeah, so the instruments that we use, they are specific instruments, and they're usually crystal singing bowls or Himalayan bowls. Sometimes we use chimes, like the ones you were hearing, tuning forks, gongs, rain sticks, drums, like ocean drums and buffalo drums. So yeah, it's a variety of instruments that are used, and that's what makes the sound so like immersive. You start feeling all the sounds and vibrations.
And that's really interesting, because, you know, a lot of times people listen to music, you know, whatever their preference is, if it's rock, if it's metal, if it's rap, if it's whatever, and that has kind of like a vibration too, especially if you have your bass up really high, you know, and you feel that vibration. So this is kind of similar, like you would feel the vibration and you feel the movement and stuff like that, if say you would be listening to maybe not loud music, but just music with a heavy bass?
Kind of. However, music usually engages your, like, your thinking mind. So mm-hmm. you usually know that when you're listening, you know the melody or the lyrics. But with sound healing, the tones are just slow and steady and repetitive, which allows your nervous system to drop into deeper relaxation. So that'll be the main difference than just listening to a favorite song. Which encourages your brain to produce what we call theta waves. And that's a brainwave state where you, when you go into deep meditation or when you're about to fall asleep, that's where you fall into. So these instruments are designed for that, to induce that relaxation in you. So that would be the main difference. And once you go into that wave state or theta, it helps quiet your busy mind or your thoughts. Because you feel very super. That's the feeling you get. That's why it induces that relaxation, that deep relaxation. And also on top of that, with sound healing, when you do experience a sound bath live, it's the vibration aspect. So now you're combining not only, so the vibration moves not only through your mind or your thoughts, but through your body. And it activates another part of you. So you're not just hearing the sound, you're feeling it. So that tactile vibration works directly to your nervous system, very somatic. Within your body, yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's really interesting, because I've heard, like, and I don't know if this is a thing, but I've heard of it where people do humming, and so they can feel that vibration in their chest to kind of help relax or calm or whatever that vibration. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that, because my humming is not, but I hear that they feel that. So that's kind of along the same
line. That's exactly the same thing. Sometimes people also, when they do sound healing, they sing, or they as well, or just like and then their vibration, or they induce their voice, it's as an instrument, as a healing instrument as well. So that's exactly what it is, you know. And yeah,
well, that's really interesting, because I have read about that. I mean, and I think it's really cool, because I am all for people being able to self-regulate and do things to help themselves, especially because a lot of times, you know, you are by yourself, you know, wherever. And if you need that emotional regulation or that emotional calming or that minute to just kind of decompress, you know, that's something that you can do for yourself, you know, or, you know, listen to the sound bath, which is,
yes, you know. And it's nice to have a lot of tools in your coping toolbox, right?
So exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's something else to try, and that it's out there, that exists. It's non-invasive, so yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, tools in your toolbox, and that's something that you really need, because you never know. You know, we have people, or we all know somebody who may suffer from anxiety or some type of panic disorder, and something like this, you could help yourself to just decompress and to calm yourself just a teeny tiny bit to, you know, keep you functioning and stuff.
Yeah, and there's research starting to grow on that too. So when, usually in our day to day, we're in our fight or flight response.
Mm-hmm.
And so sound healing does help you get out of that. That's the parasympathetic, the rest and digest. So it's a very nice way to get you out of that state. It's really hard. Nowadays, everything's stressful.
Yeah.
We're all stressed. So having that, when it's hard for you to turn that off or fight or flight, even sometimes even we don't have that threat anymore, we still worry, we still have it on, but because the sounds and the vibration also works in your body, it helps you relax and put you in that state where you can actually let it go by just receiving. So there's no talking, like therapy is great, you know, and I love it as well, but sometimes, you know, you just need to let go, and that could be really hard.
So, like, if somebody is, say, going to be having a test or something, and they are stressed over the test, playing this sound healing in the background would kind of help,
mm-hmm.
maybe lower that anxiety or lower that stress level. I mean, because everybody gets anxious before a test,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes,
and so
definitely.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
That as well.
So I guess what I'm saying, from a wellness point of view, the sound baths do help support the emotional balance and people's mental well-being.
Mm-hmm. Because it gives your nervous system, once again, that chance to actually do its job and bring your body back to balance. So it's like it's helping you, like training wheels. Like when life gets hard, it's a nice thing to have as a tool.
That's really interesting. And so it does help, you know, promote that relaxation that people need, or even like, you know, like if you have an anxious baby, or, you know, the baby is not wanting to fall asleep at night, or, you know, you're having trouble falling asleep because your mind is going 1,000 miles a minute because you're thinking about the test you're going to have tomorrow. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're just kind of going 100 miles. Something like this would help you relax, and I know it'd make me fall asleep, but it would help yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's all about the vibration. And sometimes, even if you don't experience it live, like if you don't come to a session, when you hear it with the headphones as well, it's going to help you.
Okay, because you're hearing it.
Because you're hearing it, but once through your ears, but a live session will be 100% better. But if not, at least through your ears, you can get, it will help you sleep. It will help you go to sleep. But for people that have more like an anxiety, sometimes when we feel anxiety, we feel it in our body. And that would help you with that feeling, when we have that feeling in our bodies.
Have there been any studies about how this maybe helps lower cortisol levels, which is your stress
mm-hmm.
hormone?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have. They it's starting to grow, you know, in San Diego. I know they're starting to use sound healing as a supplement, like in rehabs, also in, like, when you go and if you have, like, a mental breakdown, you know, it's a supplement. Like, you always need to go to therapy or even in medication. But as they say, you know, sometimes when we do have, like, a diagnosis or an illness, just our nervousness and our worry doesn't even let us concentrate or even, you know, listen to what the doctor's telling us. So just being relaxed, it's huge, you know, just helping you, you know, lower those stress levels. It's huge in this day and age.
Yeah, and that's really good because it promotes the relaxation skills and benefits people, like you said, tools for their toolbox to help them relax and self-regulate, which is, a lot of times we see younger folks not have that ability. And I'm sure you see it in your line of work where, the younger folks have sometimes issues with self-regulation and calming and coping skills. This is just another way of looking at things. This is by, no means we're not telling people don't do what you're doing, but, kind of keep an open mind and look and see if, this would help. So I was looking into like megahertz and things like that at the sound levels and things like that. So like if somebody is playing this, on a playback, so what would be the optimum level that they would have to play this back, or what megahertz or gigahertz are your levels at? Would they be like at a level of like you and I talking? Would it be more beneficial to have it louder, lower?
In regards to that, so the bowls are actually, I think what you're trying to say, they're tuned into a certain hertz. So actually the crystal bowls are under the 432 hertz. And that's how they're tuned in. Like when you tune a guitar, there's different forms of tuning in a guitar. And actually, if you play a bowl and then you get your tuner, like guitar tuner, you could hear that it's tuned into that level, which induces, once again, like a very deep, it induces you not to go to sleep, but theta is that state in your brain when you're about to go to sleep, because that type of hertz does it to our brain. And if you are someone that does meditate and you experience a sound bath, it takes you into a very deep meditative state. Like I used to meditate a lot, but now that I started doing it with sound, it's taking me deeper. Like if I didn't achieve those levels of deep meditation, I don't know if you know about meditation, but the more you practice it, the more profound and deeper you go. But with sound, it's like, I accelerated my, like if I practice meditating for years, and then you get those benefits.
Wow.
Of
that's having, awesome.
Being an avid meditator, someone that practices meditation a lot, but because of the sound, it's going to help you get there.
Mm.
That's another reason why I really liked it, because I already meditated.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it was hard, meditating on your own, it's hard. But with the sound, because of the frequency,
and like you said, you have to be in a quiet place. And so if this can help you achieve that, because it's drowning out maybe the outside noises that are, prohibiting you from getting to that state because of extraneous noises. That's pretty cool. I mean, I'm thinking, because this is new, a learning experience here and getting to know something a little bit different. If a person has never experienced this sound healing, like this is the first time that they've ever done it and they've even heard of it, what would they expect? How would they come out of our second session? How would they come out of that? How would they feel?
So most people usually notice that their breath slows down, their heart rate. That's why there's been studies where it's proven that it does take you out of that fight or flight response. You feel like your shoulders drop, like your jaw unclenches. You just feel settled. Sometimes like daydreaming, like if you were daydreaming or almost falling asleep. And that's a sign that your brain is going to that theta state, so that's a good sign. If it's the first time, sometimes people have told me, they could feel it's kind of hard. Because like anything, if it's your first time doing it, but that's because your brain wants to label. If you've never heard a crystal ball in your life, like your brain wants to label, oh, what is that? But once that new trying to categorize what is it, where am I, fades away, then you feel like, oh, okay, now I'm fine. And I do that throughout the sound bath. Like I give a lot of reassurance because of my background. I do a lot of like trauma-informed meditations, like, I invite you to close your eyes, like not like demanding you to close your eyes, right? Very like gentle. And if you don't want to close them, that's okay. You can always open them and come back to your body whenever you want, if you anytime you feel uncomfortable. So it's a very gentle practice. So yeah, you will feel very, very, very relaxed. But after that, once your brain stops trying to label, like, what's happening?
Yeah, and I can see where your body is kind of like, this isn't like something normal, and so they're kind of trying to fight it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, it's kind of like, okay, you're accepting it. You know, you're saying, okay, once you feel it and once you experience it, I guess, and you kind of, I don't want to say let go, but you just kind of like, okay, let's absorb this. You know,
exactly. Once you're like, okay, this is. Okay, so that's the main thing. Like, I always try to make the participants feel comfortable and that they trust me and that it's a safe space. Because sometimes, even asking someone to close their eyes, you know, we all have experienced trauma in our life. So that could be challenging. And I was like, no, it's okay. You don't have to lay down. You don't have to close your eyes. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable, and there's no right or wrong way to do it. If you don't want to lay down, that's fine. If you want to be standing up or sitting in a chair, that's okay too. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable. You don't have to. You can be on your side, on your belly. You can move around. It's just having that openness to receive and listen to the sound. And the sound is always going to bring you back to the present moment. That's why it's a type of meditation. And if you do have trouble, like, ignoring, like, where am I, blah, 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 no, I always tell them, just focus back on the sound. And on your breath. And that's always going to bring you back here. And you can just stop anytime. There's nothing. If you can do it slowly, like 5-10 minutes, that's fine as well. Always start slow.
Always start slow. And you said breathing. So people just should do normal breathing. And then slowly their breathing will relax more.
That's why sometimes I do start, especially here in the valley, that it's not very common. I always start with a guided meditation just to help them relax, just guiding them. Like, inhale, take a deep inhale or an exhale, short body scan. Once again, affirmations are in a safe space. And that's always, I've seen that's very beneficial. Especially, I get a lot of beginners.
Yeah, I can imagine, because it's not, like you said, it's not a common thing down here. I mean, you're the only one that I know down here. There might be somebody else, but
yeah,
I mean.
I do work with other practitioners, like Dr. Iris. She has, she's an acupuncturist. She incorporates it in her practice as well, floral remedies. She also uses it in her counseling. But I think I'm the only one that just focuses on that. Like, that's my main thing that I do here. But yeah.
So I guess the next question that I have is, you know, this is something that can be done, and it's safe for everybody, right? I mean, there's no contraindications for anything.
No, it's very low risk, and it's non-invasive, so I'm never gonna, you know. So maybe if you have sensory sensitivities or migraines, if it's your first time and you're not used to that sound, you might feel uncomfortable, but having, like, any thing that's going to happen, no.
And one thing I didn't think of asking earlier, but how would this be for pets? You know, like, you have anxious animals.
My cat loves it. He's around here every time I play.
That would be a whole different avenue to explore, because, you know, everybody knows somebody who has an anxious pet.
Yeah.
And I mean,
animals love it. I haven't done it like a group for animals, but I've seen other practitioners online. They do offer like sound healing with cats or like that, so they're just roaming around you. But yeah, a lot of people do use it. There's a lot of things that are starting to be explored. But that's a great question. So yeah, they in my experience, my cat loves it. And when I've been in houses, when I do private sessions and they have pets, they usually love it.
Wow. Yeah, because that wasn't part of my research, but right now you're talking about it, and I'm thinking, you know, people have some anxious you know, animals. And I have friends that have to give their dogs medication to, because they're just, you know, so stressed during the day and stuff like that, or, you know, they're just stressed. And I'm thinking this might be, you know, a little bit better, you know, to try this and see if it's an option. But yeah, this is really cool. All right. Well, we are at the end of our first segment. We're going to be back for our second segment in just a few minutes. And, you know, we hope that you all stay tuned or come back and listen, because Francisca is going to be providing us with a sound bath, and so that we can listen to it. And it's going to be for about anywhere from about 13 to 15 minutes. So, you know, maybe if you're at your break at work or something like that, or you just need some time to help relax yourself, this might be an option to you. You know, you can play the podcast back or play the part of the radio show back. So with that said, Imperial Valley will be back in just a few minutes.
Let's talk about it. Bringing community mental health issues to your radio. Listen each Sunday morning to KXO AM 1230 at 7 a.m. and now on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Or log on to KXORadio.com for a 5-minute podcast highlight of the show or the show in its entirety. This program is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5. Let's Talk About It is presented as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. We have the pleasure of speaking with Francisca Rico Murillo today, who is a school psychologist for El Centro Unified School District and a sound healing practitioner. We are going to do something a little bit different on the second segment of our radio show. Francisca is actually going to do a sound bath for us so that we can listen to it, get ourselves relaxed, get ourselves help lower our stress levels, maybe, you know, use it later on when you need to help yourself relax. But that's what we're going to do for most of this second segment. And then I'll pop back in right before it's time to take our next break. So, Francisca, take it away.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for inviting me. Whenever you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes or soften your gaze. And start by taking a deep breath in through our nose and exhaling through our mouth. Noticing our breath. Trying to change it, just paying attention to the natural inhale and the natural exhale now. So I invite you to imagine a soft white light above your head. It's not bright, it's just gentle, warm, and steady. White light move to the top of your head and slowly down around your face. Notice how the muscles around your eyes and jaw soften. Let the white light travel down your neck, your shoulders, your arms, and into your hands. White light isn't trying to fix or change anything. It's simply helping you notice what's already there. If there's tension, just acknowledge it. Tension is just our body talking. stepping back from them, like you're watching them on a movie screen. Our thoughts might show up as words, images, plans, worries, or memories. But right now, there's no need to fix them or push them away. Just observe them like you were watching a movie. Or like weather passing through the sky. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and thank you for letting me guide you on a gentle journey within.
I'm sitting here at my desk, and I am so relaxed. I could actually, I don't know if this is possible, but I actually felt the vibration. I mean, I put my hands on my desk so that I could hear, you know, and I could kind of feel it. And I felt, it's probably coming through the speakers, but I mean, excuse me, it just felt so relaxed. I mean, I could even feel like my chest and just like that humming, that vibration. And then right before you started, I sprayed some, you know, smelly stuff in my office. So it kind of gave me that zen feeling. But, you know, it really does help. I mean, I think it's really relaxing. And, you know, thank you for giving people a tool to put in their toolbox. And with that said, we're going to cut away on our second segment and take a brief commercial break. And we'll be right back, Imperial Valley.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It. If you have questions about services Imperial County Behavioral Health may offer that deal with today's show topic, please feel free to call 760-482-4000. Let's Talk About It is presented weekly on KXO AM 1230, FM 107.5, and KXOradio.com as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Well, Imperial Valley, you had a really nice treat. If you missed the second segment, please go back and listen to the show again in its entirety. We have the pleasure of speaking with Francisca Rico Murillo, who's a sound healing practitioner. And for our second segment, we did something a little bit different. We actually had a sound healing 15 minutes. Francisca is providing you a tool to put in your toolbox. So in case you ever have, you know, you're feeling a little stressed or a little nervous or something, you can play this back and hopefully it'll help you relax and feel better in a few minutes. Like I said, we're almost at the end of our show and we, you know, really want to talk about, you know, someone can do this at home. Can this be done by a person at home? I mean, what would they need to do? How would they do it?
Yes, definitely. It can be done at home. You know, like you guys did great right now. You can replay this as well in your own time with headphones. I'll recommend headphones. And yeah, be in a quiet place. The more comfortable you feel, the better. Wear comfortable clothes. I even put like a weighted blanket on me or like a heating pad or anything that helps you relax, feel cozy, an eye mask, essential oils, if you like that. There's no wrong or right way, however, and you don't need to do all of that. However, when we're learning something new, I will explain my clients that see it as training wheels. Like when we don't know how to do something, the more support we get, the better. So if you have all of that or soft lighting or a candle, it's always going to help. It's going to add to it. Eventually, we'll be able to transition to just meditate whenever we need to in our daily lives. But at first, it's hard. So if we have all of that, and then you put your little headphones on, and then you listen to the sounds.
And that's exactly, I mean, I'm here in my office and doing it. Like I, you know, I said, I sprayed some smelly stuff and just kind of let it bathe over me, let it wash over me so that we could sit down and relax and take advantage of this. This is really cool. Like I said, this is something I don't think you've ever done. And we're really appreciative of this. So I think I said something. If somebody's hesitant about this, I mean, what would be the easiest way to just dive in?
I would say always start small and trust your intuition. You know, in this type of practice, the more comfortable and safe you feel, that's the key. It doesn't have to be with me, you know, but find a practitioner you really feel comfortable with and that you trust. I think that's the main, or online as well, if you want to listen to something that resonates with you, and start with a minute or two and then slowly build into it.
Slowly build up. Do you have any stories that you care to share about, you know, anything where this has been, you know, really kind of helped turn the chapter for somebody or turn the page for somebody and help them relax? Any stories that you care to share?
Yes, I actually do have a lot of stories. I've been doing this for the past 3 years, but I always like to share my personal story and how I started. How I got drawn into sound healing was mainly because my husband was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. It's called, it's very rare, dermatomyositis. And when he received his diagnosis, it was really hard, you know, on him and in our family. There was a lot of fear that came with it, uncertainty, anxiety, stress. And his usual or go-to coping skills, that he plays guitar, they weren't working, you know, because it was something, this was something really huge in impact. So that's when we started exploring alternative wellness, and we found sound healing. And that was like the main place, or for a while was the only place he felt that, you know, at least for that time, he was able to let go and just, you know, not forget about his illness, but at least, you know, calm his body and his nervous system. And same with me, you know, at that time, it was hard for me as well. But I was also working in a different school district where I was dealing with, I was responding to crises like suicide screeners and threat assessments. And my go-to coping skills were not working either. So I was taking a lot of things home. So with me, even though I wasn't, I was still in that fight or flight response, like I was telling earlier, like it was hard for me to shut that off, even though I wasn't doing that anymore. I would meditate, but it wasn't giving me that anymore. So then a friend invited me to a sound bath, and it changed my life, you know, from then on. And I just went every time, once a week, twice a week, as much as I could. I used to live in Yuma, so I would go with studios in Yuma. And then eventually it helped me so much in my family that my husband was like, okay, well, when are you going to do it? When are you going to learn? So I started just playing for my family, for him, for my mom, for my friends. And then eventually it grew to sharing it with others. But it's mainly because of me and my family, my loved ones, that I've seen the benefits.
Yeah, I can imagine that must be really anxiety producing, having, you know, your other half, your spouse, have an illness that, you know, is an autoimmune disease.
Have a cure, yeah.
It's, yeah.
So just finding, how the doctors would say it, like just quality of life. You know, we needed to focus on that and find other ways for him to feel comfort. And this was one of them.
Oh, good. And you do this, I take it, at home, like you said, a couple of times a week, or?
I do it to myself, uh-huh, all the time, and I go to other practitioners as well. There's different types of techniques you could use. Like I spoke earlier, there's like tuning forks, so those are more to do it on your own, because you just put them on your ears. And there's the Himalayan bowls, you could put them on your body. So I hit the bowl and put it on my body. So yeah, I do it on to myself as well, but I also go to other practitioners to receive it when I need it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you had like, I don't know what they are. They weren't beads, but they made
the shakers. Yeah.
And what are those?
These are seeds. Sound healing goes way back into, we use different types of like ancient instruments. Like in Native American culture, they use this for sound healing as well. We use flutes. I use drums as well. I didn't bring it in this session, but there's different kinds. And this is called a shaker, but it's a type of seed.
And I think I've seen that in Indian dancing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I saw it. I thought, I wonder what.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, it's a combination of a lot of different like traditions and yeah.
And do you have any other stories that you'd like to share with us?
Well. Right now, I do monthly free sound baths at the Family Resource Center, and I have my parents, you know, that go,
mm-hmm,
my regulars, and I do it in Spanish, and I just love seeing them, you know, how, if I, like you said, it's very new, and for them, it's for free, it's donation-based, but it's free for parents and staff, because I work there, just seeing them in the feedback they give me all the time, and they feel very relaxed, or if it wasn't for that, they would have never had access to that, you know?
Yeah.
One of my main things, you know, I want to make it affordable. I know I do have to charge sometimes, but at least something monthly that I could offer to the community, it makes my heart feel very happy.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. And you know, even doing...
Yeah, especially parents, you know, that we are busy parents, and we don't give ourselves that space to just breathe and relax.
It's very true. It's very true. You know, like you're saying, as a parent, you're busy, you know, you're 8 to 5 or, you know, whatever time you work, then you come home, make dinner, feed the kids, do homework and stuff like that. And when do you get a minute to relax?
We don't give ourselves that permission. So all of them, just having people regularly to me is like, oh my God, you know, like I'm so happy that they found something too, just like me, when I felt like I couldn't, nothing was working for me. At least I don't want to take medication, you know, that's good as well, but something that I could just fall into when I need it. And just having them share that experience with me and how it's helped them, how they're waiting for it or how they're excited about it.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left on the third segment before we close. And I want to make sure that the Imperial Valley has your contact information, how they can get a hold of you if they're interested in doing sound healing, or even like for an event or something like that, and get a few of your friends together and maybe do something like this, which is, like I had said at the beginning of the show, you know, I've attended a conference and they did this and it was really relaxing. We'd had, you know, very stressful 2-3 days trying to get stuff done and, you know, trying to accomplish things. And we did, I feel we did a good job. And this was at the end of the conference and this was just so nice. It was something that was unexpected. And it was really, really nice. And they kind of did it as a surprise. And then they got up on the stage and, you know, they put all their instruments out there and I'm thinking, oh my God, what are they going to do? You know, and then they introduced and I was like, that's really nice of who the coordinators of the event to do something like that. So we want to make sure that everybody is able to contact you. So give us your contact info.
Yes, so you can find me on social media, on Facebook and on Instagram as Serene Path Sound Healing. You can text me or you can message me there. My email is also serenepathsoundhealing@gmail.com. I actually do private sessions, like I said, group sessions. Right now I have a few upcoming workshops. I have a vision board and sound meditation this Saturday, the 17th, I also collaborate with other studios, and I have 2 more workshops upcoming as well. And I have done corporate wellness, like you're saying, as well. So I'm open to that. Or just group privates when they gather their friends or for birthday parties or just something to help them relax. So, yeah, just send me an email or send me a message through there and I'll respond. And I also post a lot of stuff like, you know, like motivational or about meditation or just education about it and the benefits. And so if you want to learn at least more about it, you can just follow me. And I'm always posting things like that just because that's one of my passions, like I said, so... I like sharing, and that those pages are dedicated for that. I have my private ones as well, so for that one, it's just that, and I like talking about it as much as I can, because I've experienced the benefits, like I said, firsthand, and my family as well.
Well, that's really good. We thank you for taking the time to spend with us today, educating us, and, you know, showing us something just a little bit different than maybe what we're used to or maybe what we've heard of. And you know, that's kind of what we like to do, is show the Imperial Valley different things and different ways of healing and different techniques and stuff like that. So thank you for taking the time. Again, our guest was Francisca Rico Murillo, and she's a sound healing practitioner. As always, if you are in need of Imperial County Behavioral Health and our services, you can contact us at 1-800-817-5292 or 1-442-265-1525. Those are our numbers. And again, Francisca, could you just give us your information just in case somebody missed it or went to go, like I said, I'm old fashioned and do a paper and pencil.
Yes, of course. Once again, my email is serenepathsoundhealing@gmail.com. And you can find me on social media in Instagram as well as Serene Path Sound, and on Facebook as Serene Path Sound as well. And yeah, I'm very happy to be sharing this with the community and to anyone that it's not a replacement, like we said earlier. Like I go to therapy as well when I've needed, but it's nice to supplement with something else. It's always nice to have something in addition to your regular coping tools. And it's normal in our life. You know, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. So that's why it's good to have options on what to do in those situations.
Very true. Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. And thank you, Imperial Valley, for joining us on your wellness radio show. Let's Talk About It. With that said, my name is Patricia Revalocaro, and we will see you next week. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 and each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio. This program features weekly community mental health issues on your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte-Garcia, Director. Our co-hosts for today's program were Patricia Arevalo-Caro and Alfonso Ruiz. Thank you for listening.